Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
California has long needed a water fix. The drought-stricken state can't keep up with water demands. Governor Jerry Brown's ambitious water delivery project, tunnels that would bring water from the California Delta southward, was recently scaled back by billions of dollars. Joining me now from Los Angeles is Bettina Boxell, reporter for the Los Angeles Times covering water and the environment. Bettina, welcome to the program. Nice to have you.
Hello, Jane.
So why does Governor Brown want to build these this tunnel?
This is actually a proposal that has been around for, in some form, for decades, and in its current modified form for about 10 years. And it would change the way, partially change the way water is delivered from Northern California to central, to the San Joaquin Valley into Southern California. So that water has been, you know, transported for decades, but it is used the Big Delta, which mm-hmm. is east of San Francisco. It's called the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta, which is the confluence of the two longest rivers in California. It is used, that delta, as sort of the hub of the water system, and the shipments go through that delta. And that has contributed to a continuing ecological decline in the delta. And so the tunnel is, it was two tunnels, and now it's going down to one tunnel. Was a way of trying to stem the ecological decline and also to ease environmental regulations or restrictions that have limited exports south. Mm. But that transport of water, from Northern California to Southern California has been going on for decades and is indeed what, basically propelled the growth of Southern California in the latter part of the 20th century.
I have parents in Northern California, so I'm very familiar with all this and heard a lot about it. This project that's been downsized, instead of a $17 billion two-tunnel project, now we've got one tunnel at $10 billion. But even one tunnel, this is a massive construction job with a tunnel taller than, what, a three-story building, Bettina?
Yes. I mean, it would be about 40 feet in diameter and would be 35 miles long and would be about 150 feet below ground. So yes, it is remains a massive project, and it is still really unclear whether or not it is going to be built. And the primary question remains the financing of it, because it's supposed to be paid for by the water districts, you know, largely public agencies, and irrigation districts that use the water that will be transported through that tunnel. And only some of those districts have decided that it is worth their while to pay for it, and that's why it's been downscaled from two tunnels to one tunnel, because basically the financing wasn't there for two tunnels. But it's still, there's still many permits that it requires, and the financing still isn't, you know, completely set in place. I don't think they have yet, gotten commitments for even $10.6 billion. So, water projects in California are always a very long, yeah, complex issue, and so the future of this project is still unsettled.
Here's California Governor Jerry Brown during his State of the State speech, speaking about his water fix project.
Finally, we have the California water fix, a long-studied and carefully designed project to modernize our broken water system. I'm convinced that it will conserve water, protect the fish and the habitat in the Delta, and ensure the delivery of badly needed water to the millions of people who depend on California's aqueducts.
Bettina, there's the governor saying this will protect the fish and the habitat. Of course, we know this is far from a done deal, but critics say no, it won't protect the fish. It will do anything but that.
Well, there are... it will help in some ways with one species of imperiled fish, the Delta smelt, which is really near extinction, because it will take more water from the North Delta and less water from the South Delta, and those taking water from the South Delta with these two huge government pumping operations that fill the aqueducts has contributed enormously to the decline of native species. Now, the argument is that is all you're going to be doing is creating more environmental problems in the North Delta with these huge diversions that aren't occurring. So there are, you know, arguments on both sides. Most environmentalists, you know, have serious questions about the two tunnels and about the one tunnel, concerned that it is going to take more water out of the Delta, and concerned that it is simply going to move one set of environmental problems to another part of the Delta, and that will hurt migrating salmon.
Well, we will keep watching. Lots to look at here. Bettina Boxall, reporter for the Los Angeles Times, covering water and the environment. Well, thank you, listeners, for your input today. You can continue the conversation, get the On Point podcast at our website, onpointradio.org. Follow us on Twitter. Find us on Facebook at On Point Radio. Coming up tomorrow, Frankenstein rises again 200 years on. We'll see you then. I'm Jane Clayson. This is On Point.